This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on Hospitals Gone Wild. There's one thing that Paul Keel, reporter for ProPublica.org, Stephen Brill, author of the new book, America's Bitter Pill, Money, Politics, and Backroom Deals, and the Fight to Fix Our Broken Healthcare System, Senator Charles Grassley, Republican from Iowa, and I can all agree on about healthcare, and that's the simple fact that hospitals have gone wild, which was the subject of Wade's World on KBF 88.3 FM recently. Kyle's been all over the story of Heartland Hospital in St. Joseph, Missouri, famous as a staging area for exploration of the West during the Lewis and Clark expedition, and not a lot since. And their practice of dunning patients and sending them over the financial cliff, despite their supposedly nonprofit and completely tax-exempt status. Over the last few years, they've put some 6,000 of their patients in collection procedures that involve wage garnishment, collecting about $3 million a year from the process. Heartland has a debt collector, of course, but that's a for-profit subsidiary owned by the nonprofit hospital, so not exactly arm's length. Kyle noted that 100 of them were Walmart workers, which gives you a pretty good grasp of how little they make. The judges there charge 9% interest on a bill, so it's almost a lifetime sentence. Kyle noted one case that we talked about where a fellow had to go into the emergency room at Heartland and ended up with a $15,000 bill. He makes about $40,000 for a family of four per year and ended up with his wage garnish sheet. Now, several years later, he's paid $50,000 in lost wages for that $15,000 bill. And it's not over yet. Today, he still owes about $26,000. And he's not alone. The story is common for them and common all over the country. New rules may or may not stop the practice. Stephen Brill, a veteran investigative reporter as well, and now a best-selling author with America's Bitter Pill, made the point firmly, saying the rules mandating that hospitals earn their tax-exempt status by actually providing some charity care and forbearance was one of the few provisions in the Affordable Care Act that actually reduced costs. Brill was adamant as well that the Obama administration had drugged their feet on this regulation, causing harm to tens of thousands who have been pushed and bullied unnecessarily on their bills or forced into bankruptcy because of the bureaucratic delays in writing the regulations. As Brill told Wade's World, he could have written the regs himself in 2 hours in 2010 when the bill passed, mandating them, rather than later as the bill goes into effect in 2016. In talking to Kyle, he shared the fact that even with the 2016 dateline, hospitals better clean up their act. Senator Charles Grassley, in reaction to his story, sent a letter to Heartland asking them to account for themselves, which was sure to get a response and did. As Heartland indicated, it would immediately review its procedures. Grassley has been on the case tracking tax-exempt abuse of hospitals and others for a decade, and now with the Republicans in control of the Senate, is going to have more weapons in his arsenal. So no matter how we might disagree with him on hundreds of other issues, he's a champion on this score. Both Keel and Brill noted that hospitals have seen this rule coming with its attendant review of their tax-exempt status for years now since Obamacare passed, so they don't have any excuses for not having cleaned up their act. It could be that they and their lobbyists have been trying to get some last big paydays by squeezing the last pennies out of lower-income families with their predatory billing and collection practices. Hospitals gone wild may not be completely tame, but they better sober up and get off the beach, or they're not going to like the stories, videos, and actions forcing them to get right with their patients and communities or suffer the consequences. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.